Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days for Lives and Friends. Thanks for your patience for us not being around last weekend. We were taking a break. It's Easter. And, you know, spend time with some family. My name is Carrie. You saw me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And check out our website, our blog, divaabdul.com. And we have a friend page on Facebook, Diva Days, and a fan page, a like page, a Diva Days of Her Lives. And also, I get to talk about this the last time because I was sick. The girls did. But yes, our show is finally on iTunes. We have our own page. There's a woo-hoo. Yeah, I mean, seriously, oh my gosh, the stories I can tell. There's a link to it directly on our web, on our blog. It's on the right corner. It takes you straight there. And all of our shows are listed. There's almost 200 shows there. So everything
is there.
That's
pretty cool. It's nice because you can just scroll through and.
Yeah, that's a lot easier than maybe you go on the Blog Talk page and trying to go through all of our shows. That would take you like 20 minutes easily. You only show like maybe 5 shows a page. So it'd take forever to do it here. So yeah, just go to iTunes and make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes so the show will download automatically for you. And the show shows up within 24 hours on iTunes, so that's really cool. So, and make sure you leave a review for us, too, on iTunes. So that would be nice if people can check out the show. And we have Anna here tonight.
Hello.
And we have Miss Marianne.
Hello, everyone.
Yay.
So, and it figures that 1 week I wasn't here, the Hapkos called in. Which,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was a
week ago, yeah.
Yeah. I know, but Amy's tweeting me like, answer the phone. I'm like, you know, like I saw it the next day or the day after. She's like harassing me on Twitter,
no.
But she called in and she didn't know I wasn't hosting.
Oh, how funny.
So,
yeah, they were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Anna, why don't you go ahead and give us our Kate update, and Marianne will have you give us our EGME update for the week.
All right. Well, the week before, since we didn't talk last week, the week before there was a lot of hot rate sex, so that's always good fun. I just can't get enough of them. I think Rafe and Kate are they're so fun together. I don't know. I mean, they're hot, number one, but they're funny also. They're very funny, and it's just very, I don't know, they just strike a really great balance of a very interesting, enjoyable couple to watch, unlike some other couples we'll be talking about soon. I guess one of the things I just love is that Rafe is so, I mean, he's totally won me over, I just have to admit. I've always thought he was an attractive guy. Galen was an attractive man, but I was, you know, bored with Rafe over the last few years. But he's really, you know, being with Kate, it's really spiced up his character, and I think they're both really enjoying working together, and so it's just, it makes it fun to watch. But anyway, so this week they had some, Kate had some good scenes with Nick. I mean, I know Carrie, when you and I interviewed him a while back, you know, he was saying, I just would love to work with Lauren Coslow more and everything. And it's kind of cool because even though we hate Nick right now because he's such a jerk, it's great to see him in scenes with Lauren and scenes with Rate and, you know, just these different people that he's working with, Vargas and everything. So, but I love the scenes with Kate where, I mean, at one point, Rafe and Kate, he ran into them while they were talking, and so they decided to turn the table on him and go after him and just start grilling him and everything. And then then he, you know, then later on, Kate tracked him down and went after him again and was just like, you know, I can either be your best, advocate or your, you know, kind of, I shouldn't say it this way, but it was kind of like, I can be your best friend or your worst enemy. Which one do you choose, you know, kind of thing. And so, you know, she's trying to do her bit to get him to take the squeeze off, you know, get rid of whatever it is that he was doing to coerce Will into signing away his parental rights to the baby. And Kate apparently doesn't know. I can't believe much does not get past, you know, Kate doesn't miss much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just shocked that nobody has ever spilled the beans to her, and she's never overheard about this or caught on or anything that Lucas went to prison for Will. And so she still doesn't realize that she figured out that Nick's coercing Will, but she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't know how he's doing it or what he's doing yet, at least as far as I can tell. But my favorite part, I mean, I don't think there was any great sex this week. It was implied, and it was, hey, you know, you're coming by after work kind of thing. We're meeting after work kind of thing, wink, wink, you know. So they're still obviously having fun. But we didn't get to see any of it on screen. But the funniest part, my favorite part of the week with them was when Sonny, I just love how Wilson, you know, they don't want to keep secrets from each other anymore and all that. So in an effort to make sure he's not keeping any secrets from Will, Sonny decides he's got to spill the beans to him about Kate and Rafe. Running, you know, seeing them last week when Kate was, quote-unquote, apologizing on her knees to Rafe. And that was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, last week, we didn't get to talk about that, but last week.
And it was naughty, too.
She slapped him.
He said, on your knees.
Oh,
get on your knees.
Slapped him because she thought, you know, that he had known about the whole Will parental rights thing. And then when he explained and she realized, oops, she really, you know, he slapped him unnecessarily. She was like, what can I do to make up for it? And he's like, apologize on your knees. And, of course, we got a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with the hashtag on her knees last week. So she drops to her knees and starts apologizing. And, of course, when Sonny walked in, this is last week, you know, week before last, but when Sonny walks in on him, they're in Gabby's room, and all he can see is Kate on her knees in front of Ray sitting on the bed. And, you know, from that angle, it looked pretty interesting. And so that was fun last week. But anyway, so this week, Sonny's been carrying this secret that he caught them making out and everything. And so he's going to spill the beans to Will. And Will just has no clue. He's thinking that, because he's seen that Rafe and Kate have ganged up on Nick a little bit here and there. And he's thinking, oh, Kate's going to go after him, you know. So he has a feeling something's going on, but he doesn't know what it is. And so he's acting all naive about it, and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, you know, there's something going on about Kate and Rafe, and he'd tell you about it. And he goes, what's their plan? Are they doing something with Nick, or, you know, what? And then Kate walks in, and then Rafe follows shortly after. And so I guess, you know, Sonny's trying to explain, and he's kind of like, look, I can't keep secrets from Will. Either you want to tell him or I'll tell him. One of the two. So Kate says, she looks at Will and says, we're in a relationship, and, you know, we're seeing each other and we're in a relationship. And Will just kind of laughs because he thinks they're putting him on. And he says something like, no, he looks at Sonny's like, no, really, what are they really doing? And the best line of the week, and Sonny's like, each other.
Each other.
That was great. I'm an absolute fan of that quad. The Wilson and Rafe quad is just like the most perfect thing ever. I love them. And so, so there were some really funny scenes with those guys. I mean, just the looks on Will's face, just the whole, you know, Kate looking kind of mortified, and then when he goes, well, where? Like, how did you see her? Like, I mean, how do you know? Or, you know, or somebody goes, well, I walked in on him, or somebody's like, well, where? What are you talking about? You know, he's like, Gabby's bedroom, and he's like, you had sex in Gabby's bedroom? And it's like a role reversal, like the parent talking to the kids about
something.
And Kate, Rafe, well, it, when he first says, well, where did you see, what, how did you, Rafe is like, well, that's not important, really. You know, he's trying to, like, avoid it. Like, he does not want it, you know, even to say. And so when they say that, it's just like, oh, my gosh.
And Gabby doesn't know this yet, so, right? She doesn't know yet. Gabby doesn't know this yet, so wait till she finds out. Yeah.
See, when I was tweeting on at Rate Fans last week, so follow at Rate Fans if you enjoy Rate, I was saying something like, you know, I really have to say I'm impressed with Rafe's domestic sensibilities, because he straightened up the bed when he went to leave. I was like, well, that's impressive. He straightened things up before he left. That was nice. Nice touch. And the other day when he and Kate got up, he was making the bed. So I was like, wow, this dude's really helpful around the house. This is very nice. This is another attribute to, you know, to add to the list of things I'm starting to like about Rafe. So it was just a funny, it was just really funny. If anybody listening really likes Rafe and Wilson and didn't see it, they need to go back and see those scenes, because I think that was Wednesday's episode. It was really
what I find is funny, is Sonny so worried about, like, having to tell the truth, you know, and not keep any secrets from Will, and he has to tell him about, you know, his grandmother, which isn't that big of a deal, but yet he's still keeping one of the biggest secrets from Will.
I know.
Nobody is saying any. Like, he kept saying,
wait,
I can't keep any secrets.
What is he keeping?
Well, he's keeping the biggest secret from Will about Gabby, what she did to Melanie.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
Are they totally forgetting? This is the way they're talking about. Like, I
think. Because I
forgot. So what's the bigger deal here? Like, who? You know, your grandmother and Rafe, you know, having sex. Well, big deal.
Sonny,
you know,
Sonny knows.
But you're,
about
you
all
know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No. Yes. Sonny knows, and he hasn't told Will anything about that. Well, you know, of course Chad knows too. But he's,
well, that could be.
So that's
the
biggest
secret. Yeah, that could be a big obstacle down the road.
Yeah,
then.
But
okay.
He keeps saying, I can't. He's so worried that he has to tell Will about his grandmother, but yeah, he's
or
keeping a bigger,
much
more important secret, I guess. Like, it's a bigger secret.
Or is that like a rewrite where they're going to pretend like,
or are they
going
to forget about that? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. In redeeming Gab. You know, Gabby's probably never going to have to own up to that, I guess. I don't know. I just find that funny. He keeps saying, oh, I'm going to keep any more secrets. No.
And then what? And then
I just
Will
thought
said
I'd
something like
it.
He was keeping a secret from him, too. What was it? I can't remember what it was now. That he was working with Stefano. Yeah, that he's trying to work with Stefano.
Stefano to get involved. Yeah.
So that's basically, you know, I don't think Kate was on Thursday or Friday, unfortunately, but... So we had some good rate season.
Yeah.
No sex this week, but it was still they're still hot and fun when they're together.
Yeah, I get after 2 weeks, I get my weeks mixed up and what happened when or what happened.
Last week was the on her knees and the. They were in bed quite a bit
together,
I think,
after
last
a
week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and you know she's all and Kate's all worried about. There were some good scenes with Stefano too. I hate Stefano now. I mean, I love Stefano, but I hate he's being such an ass. But anyway, he walked up while Rafe and Kate were in the town square or wherever, and
he knows.
He has to.
He knows
everything. We can just always assume Stefano knows everything.
Yeah.
So here they are trying to keep everything quiet, yet everyone keeps finding out. So this is kind of funny. But anyway, and I love the way Rafe doesn't really give a crap. He doesn't care if Stefano knows. He's like, whatever, you know. But it's sweet that Kate cares, and she wants to protect him because she's afraid something will happen to Rafe if Stefano knows. But there was this scene where, you know, Stefano has this beautiful lady on his arm that he introduces to them and, you know, kind of shoves it in her face and everything. But, you know, it's like I'm thinking, hey, she's getting hers. Who cares? You know, Kate's being entertained quite well these days, so she doesn't care. But, I mean, it's nice to see Stefano back in town. I've missed him, but I just know he's going to be, you know, it appears that he's going to create some angst for my new favorite couple. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, So anyway, so I guess Stefano's got a little.
Every couple has to have some angst, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And there's going to be some good stuff coming up, too, that's going to create some angst. So I think we're going to have to. I've really, really enjoyed this story, and I hope they continue it because it's really been fun. There was some check. Kate basically tells Stefano off and tells the girl that she hopes that she doesn't have the same fate that she had by being married to him and everything. And then she's like, thank God that was remedied or something like that. And then she's like, ciao. And he's like, ciao back. Those were some good scenes. So Kate had some good, we saw like some of her old blackmail self, her old self come out, but it's also nice to see the side with Rafe where she's, you know, lighter and happier. And, you know, Kate fans love seeing Kate happy. What can we say?
Mm-hmm.
We're just, you know how it is. It's just, you know, we love her. We want her to be happy. So, it's obvious they're building up to Stefano being a bit of a spoiler for this couple. So I'm like, bring it on. I love the obstacles. I love the angst. It makes for more story. So, but just as long as they keep having makeup sex, that's all I care about. Anyway, so that's what I remember of Kate this week. So.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for Will that, you know, he had to hear all about his grandma.
Yeah, his
grandma's
just,
not
he was like,
dead.
I'm sorry I had to tell you, because I'm sorry I had to hear it, or sorry, I'm sorry I had to hear about it, or something like that. It was funny the way he, and then, oh, and then outside later, Rafe and Will are talking. That was cute, too.
He goes,
I'm sorry, Rafe's like, I'm sorry, you know, you're upset about
that
this, whatever. He goes, but not sorry enough to stop doing it. And he goes, no.
No.
I love that.
Will knew the answer to that.
I'm like, he's like, I was excited to say, do you know how good your grandma is in bed? Are you kidding me? I'm not kidding about this gig. Are you kidding me? No. No, but it was cute the way he was like, no, but I feel bad for you.
Well, what a crazy family he has, huh? Wow.
I know, that poor kid. It's amazing.
Some family,
so
I know.
Well adjusted, given.
He's the only normal one, almost, I guess, normal, I guess. Oh, gosh.
Oh, so Ejammy.
Yeah. Not enough Ejammy, though, I don't think.
No.
You know, this week, too much of that, those other three, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that was mostly the whole week. I mean, if Dave is trying, I think I saw somebody even tweet this. I mean, if that's their running story to get viewers, and if that's supposed to be their top storyline, you know, their major storyline, because it must have been, because it seemed like that was all that was on this week. Don't know. That's
been
a story to have.
They were the number one story for like three straight weeks. It's getting ridiculous.
Oh, and it's the same. The thing is, it's the same stuff over and over. But we'll get to that. Yeah. Well, yeah, Ejammy. They're cute. You know, they're always cute and sexy. And I just know this latest scene that they had. It was after Lucas, which was nice to see Lucas again.
Mm-hmm.
He came to bring Allie back and finds out that Sammy, of course, has moved into the Demira mansion, and he's upset. He doesn't even want Allie to be there, and he's threatening again, you know, to not let her stay at the mansion and get custody if Sammy's going to continue to live there. But again, Sammy convinced him by telling him that they are going to ask Stefano. And, you know, that's how she got Lucas to calm down about it. It's, you know, it's all for Will, the reason that she moved into the mansion. So then she's worried about, oh, now she let somebody else in on this, and that EJ's going to be upset with her. So she plans this really nice dinner, has it all set out. And EJ comes in, right away. It's so funny. The first thing he says, okay, what you do? What did you do? And she says, I didn't do anything. Why do you think I'm... And he's like grabbing her around, kissing her. He kept kissing her on the neck and kissing her. Okay, what you do? What you do? And he keeps... So finally she said, okay, and she told him what she did, you know, which I didn't think was such a big deal.
No.
You know, Lucas knows all that stuff anyway.
Right.
So I don't know what, you know, I was trying to, but that was a cute scene with him this past week.
Yeah.
I don't know when their hot sex was. I know when they were in the mansion. That was last week, maybe. I don't know. I get my weeks mixed up, but.
Oh, and how'd you like their fight then after when he got mad at her for telling Lucas and then they made up?
That was great.
That was hot.
So,
and then they panned to Maggie, though.
Ugh. And then they went to Maggie. Yeah, it didn't last. Yes, yeah, and ruined the mood. That's what I mean. And then it goes back to those other three, and it's like, yeah, give us, you know, I hope, you know, EJ and Sammy should be more of the focal point. And this, like, maybe it will be, this whole thing with the, you know, with Nick and the custody and all that coming out. Maybe that's going to be a bigger storyline, but that's kind of faded into the background now, and it's all Jennifer and Daniel and Chloe now.
There's the other thing I wanted to mention. It was kind of random. She was living on the coal in front of Vargas. So Vargas is getting the hint that Nicole's not an angel. And also, I think Eric told him that Nicole's married to EJ because Fergus wants to have a run-in with EJ.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the other EJ-only stuff for the week. But basically, I guess Fergus is just collecting information on Nicole. But yeah, the EJ-only stuff is cute. Oh, and I wanted to mention, too, and I have that on the blog, Allison Sweeney and James Scott filmed a skit for the Tonight Show that aired on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny. I have that, and I have about 3 screen caps of it on the blog.
Ooh, I'll have to check that out.
Okay, yeah.
I heard about it, and I missed it
on Leno.
I hadn't heard about that. I've been kind of out of the loop this week, so.
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't get to see it.
I saw their cute commercials for, because I've been taping NBC during the week, or recording, DVRing NBC's airing instead of SoapNet, because there have been some days where, I've actually wanted to see the show, because Rate was on, I wanted to see it earlier than, you know, when it's on at night, late at night, but also because I know some nights they're doing the General Hospital, 50th anniversary stuff, so I was trying to make sure I recorded it every day, so I DVR'd it on NBC, and I noticed that they had Allison Sweeney and James Scott doing some commercials for Ready for Love, this new reality show that's going to be on NBC, and those were really cute. Something like, not like a blackmail should be a part of every relationship, and he's like, really? No? Or something like that. It was just cute the way they played off of each other. So.
Yeah, that is Tuesday at 10 o'clock. They moved Smash from Tuesday to Saturday. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Did a skit during the Tonight Show. Did it go over well with the general audience that may not even watch their show or watch Days or...
Yeah, they kind of was. Yeah, I think it was pretty cute. So this, they had this woman in the audience tell Jay Leno that she wants him to go to Days and declare his love to her favorite character, Sammy Brady. So they show him running from his studio to go to the Days studio.
Oh,
and,
cute.
So Allie and James are playing it really campy. So really, they were really running character. They were.
Right.
Really over the top, and Jay comes in and declares his love for Sammy, and he uses all of her last names.
Oh, how cute.
Hernandez, Walker,
Horton,
Roberts. I'm not sure if they would still use Roberts or Horton. So they went through all of her last names, Hernandez, and then Sammy's engaged, and everybody thinks that it was a tell that Sammy and EJ get engaged because they have Allison win this big engagement ring.
Huh.
So, but they filmed this Monday, and it aired on Tuesday. And so she's talking about all she'll leave for fiancé EJ for him, and then James comes in, and he, I think... Leto got some drinks thrown on him, and I think EJ maybe elbowed. Oh, he hit him with a candlestick. So,
pretty in the end.
Yeah.
But that's great that they got some visibility with, you know, with another audience that's on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Oh, and another thing about EJ, how did you like him in the jeans and in the more instead of his suits? They had him in jeans and like he was more casual.
The purple shirt
and jeans like a cat.
Yeah,
because usually he's going around with it, you know, a shirt and tie and a suit all the time.
Yeah.
So I thought that was I like to see him see it like
oh yeah
that like
seems
that.
To go over
actually
with
without the shirt
well.
Just the jeans with no shirt would have been better, but
that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, how come AJ never does any plumbing projects around the house or anything? I think we should lobby for that because I really think we need to see him shirtless more often.
So now we can segue into this shirtless into the whole Cameron thing.
So
there's that going on now. He's like a stripper now for I guess
before
make money.
Cameron. I just wanted to mention, I forgot this about the Lumi scene. Did you guys think that they kind of got close enough that they could have kissed when he kind of walked past her at the mansion?
Ooh, and I didn't caught that.
Yeah, because I put that on Twitter. I mean, it was like, wow. But it was kind of like all of a sudden, like, they were so close they could have kissed. And
ooh.
I mentioned it on Twitter, and I asked, did anybody else think that was, you know, they were kind of teasing if there was going to be a kiss there. And I got a tweet back, too. Yeah, that's someone else thought the same thing. I did. Yeah, Lucas is in front of the sofa, and Sammy's in between him and the doors, the double doors. And he walks past her to the left, but I don't know if that was on purpose, that they looked like they almost were going to bump into each other and kiss. If it was a problem with.
Yeah, it was pretty tight blocking there. I mean, I don't know if that,
If it was too tight, or maybe Allie moved and she shouldn't have, or it looked like they were like close enough.
Yeah, she might have missed her mark. Sometimes, you know, they're blocking and they're marking that. Maybe one went one way, the wrong way. You know,
right.
One or the other.
I did enjoy seeing their scenes together. I always enjoy Lumi. I cracked up though when he said something. You're not moving my daughter into this house of horrors, and it sounded like horrors, like whores. And I was really expecting Sammy to go. Kate doesn't live here anymore, Lucas. You know, or something like that. I was like, oh good, they didn't bash her. Okay, good. I was just halfway expecting Sammy to say that, but. But, you know, what was really funny to me, though, is to think that, you know, only a few years ago she was in the Witless Protection Program with Rafe to protect her poor dear unborn child from the dimension, and yet now she's talking about ponies and stables and, you know, all of that. But I will say, I noticed that it seems like whenever they have Ijami scenes, I don't know if the resident Ijami writer is Melissa Sammons or not, but she seems to be the scriptwriter in a lot of the good Ijami stuff. So I was just thinking, she must be like a true Ijami fan or something because, I like all of them for different reasons. So I like Ijami, but, you know, I'm not like totally like, I'm not going to Forbidden Love and all that stuff, you know, and looking at stuff. You know, I enjoy them. I definitely enjoy them, though. But she must be, she seems to really, I would imagine most diehardy jammies really enjoy the writing in those situations. And so maybe she's a real diehardy jammy in real life or something, because she just, her name seems to appear whenever they're doing, whenever a jammy gets some really good scenes. So I don't know if it's just that she just writes it so well.
Maybe they found
a
writer that's a truly jammy fan.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I just noticed it when I looked for the writer because it was good writing, or if it's coincidental or what. But it seems like because she was the writer on those episodes where Ijami were finally like they were sitting on the couch and processing things and really getting all this stuff out in the open and everything. It was so good, and so ever since then I've really noticed that it seems like a lot of the episodes where they're in scenes together. Or they're having really big scenes, and she's the writer. So I just thought that was kind of interesting, but anyway. But they were good. I liked their fight and then their makeup kiss.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they seem a little bit like Tony and Anna. I mean,
yeah.
Demira
yeah.
Play,
the fighting. You're right. That's exactly what it is. I couldn't put my finger on it, but you're right, Carrie. That's what
it is. That playfulness. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they know each other so well. And that, you know, they know, like, you know,
that's why EJ should be Tony
something.
And Anna's son.
Yeah.
Right. He's more like Tony, actually.
And we need
yeah.
to have Tony and Anna back. Ugh.
Yeah.
He's a lot more like
that.
Tony. Mm-hmm.
Especially now with all the action in the dimension, they really need to have Tony and Anna back. That would be hilarious.
Mhm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Sammy and Anna could butt heads. That would be fun. You know, friends.
And Kristen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but
Kristen and
they
Anna.
They need a Kristen and Anna story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Riley was writing in the 90s, he said that. It made it seem like Anna was just a passing fad for Tony and Kristen was his real love. So, even though that wasn't Tony back then, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They need to confront each other, yeah. And it makes me mad. They finally mentioned Peter on the show Friday, who was Jennifer's ex and Kristen's brother, but they've not mentioned Tony.
So I don't understand
how you...
No, they haven't mentioned Tony in a long time.
Yeah.
It's like they don't want us to campaign for him to come back. It's like, you know, we want to mention him.
I mean, they did there for a while.
Then if they mention
it,
we start going crazy, but,
Yeah, they did for a while back then, you know, a lot. But not
now
for the longest time.
Especially like during the baby.
Not since Kristen came back, anyway.
During the kidnapping, they mentioned him a lot, it seemed like.
A lot. So. And even afterwards when, you know. But since Kristen's come on, no. We're talking about, we've heard Lexi, you know, talk about Lexi, his other, you know, but nothing about Tony.
Yeah, well, I think that's a Tomlin thing, because the old writers were talking about him all the time. Now Stefano was still mourning over Tony, and EJ would have mentioned him. And so I think this is a Tomlin thing he doesn't want you to mention. But it doesn't make any sense that you don't mention Kristen's husband and that John broke up that marriage.
It's like that whole Aramid thing never happened.
It's like the whole thing is all about how Chris and John were together, but he dumped on her ass at their wedding for Marlena. It seemed like that's their whole storyline. That's not what it was. Kristen came to town. She had an affair with John, and not saying really that she was engaged to Tony. Then Tony comes back into town, and she kind of waffles between the two of them and ultimately marries Tony, and then she cheats on Tony the entire time they're married. So, and then eventually they
divorce. I still think it's bizarre because they're
still married.
Well,
yeah, because Tony was the
married,
victim in the whole thing,
weird.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the whole thing was weird. But, Marianne, go ahead and talk about Cameron, because those scenes actually were very funny.
Oh. All the different, he called him Apollo. I mean, Chad. Well, what was it? They followed him. They wonder what it was. They went in there, and Abby and Chad are, like, looking around. He kept saying, Abby, look, just look. And she says, it's all women. And then they leave before Cameron gets on. He comes out as this boxer, but then I think she left her purse and says she had to go back in, and that's where she sees him stripping. And I guess he tells them that he's doing it for money because there's a lot of student loans and was helping his mother. So I don't know if that's really true, if there's something more behind that or not. I don't know. And I can't remember all the stuff that I know Chad was getting a lot of zingers in there at him.
Mm-hmm.
About his
boss. I didn't see Friday.
Remember any of it, Carrie? I can't remember. I know some of it was fun. Oh, and they kept talking about Abby being a virgin. And she kept saying, the next time you say that, could you use a bullhorn, you know, or what? Yeah.
they were funny. Saying. Even on Thursday, they were funny together, like with Abby. I mean, like, I don't want Chad and Abigail to be romantic partners, but they were cute, like, being on the run,
friends.
Trying to figure
Right.
Yeah. The friend vibe was
said,
definitely good.
And friends, he says, oh, no, is that... Yeah, she said about being a virgin, Chad finally found out, he says, oh, is that how come we never did anything or whatever? And she just like looked up, like, really?
And then he had that line where he said,
like that,
I could never put my finger on it, but he goes, wait,
yeah.
Let me rephrase that.
Yes.
I thought that was cute. He has good comedic timing, and I wouldn't want them to be romantically involved, but I did enjoy them working together.
Yeah.
Well, oh, they called him Apollo from the
because he
yeah.
came out, you know, like Apollo Creed, because he was,
oh,
I guess that's what they
God,
meant, the reference
hilarious.
To Rocky. Oh, and then he says where he was carrying a gun, but that was he was carrying a gun because it was part of his routine, because he also comes out as a cop.
A cop. I was wondering if that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a feeling that was what it was. I mean, the man has a nice body, gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
I,
he does, yeah, he does.
I still
does.
Don't see the chemistry with him and Abigail yet, but I do
no.
think he's attractive.
I actually see, honestly, more chemistry between her and Chad than I do her and Cameron.
That's kind of,
at this
I was
point.
Seeing that a little bit on Thursday.
More
well.
Now.
I mean, I was
I'm
surprised
seeing it
right now. Because, yeah,
mm-hmm.
because she was like, no, I didn't tell you because you're a jackass. And you're still,
and you're still a jackass,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I thought their witty repartee was really kind of enjoyable.
They seemed to, yeah, maybe more chemistry as friends now than they did before. So those were a little bit better scenes, you know, and, you know, just watching him do the striptease was, you know,
yeah.
fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
The close-ups,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the close-ups of his crotch, too. That was interesting. From one hoochie to others, we know how we enjoy the crotch shots of a certain
so that was,
that
you know,
enjoy.
That was one time at least the Abby Cameron scenes were kind of fun to watch or interesting
yeah.
than they
yeah.
have been lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just my thing is Jennifer's just insufferable. I feel sorry for Missy Reese because they're making her character so unpleasant that it's not.
Oh, come on!
I mean,
like she says, I had no choice. Yes, you had a choice, Jennifer. Just go tell Daniel. If you don't trust him, I mean, like the birth certificate. Oh, please, there's DNA test. Really? I mean, a piece of paper because she says Daniel is. It's not the father? Really? Does that really hold up?
I know. It's
Come
just,
on.
I'm just
you
like,
take a DNA test
story.
And you prove Daniel's a, he could have fought that. He could have got good lawyers. You know?
Is Chloe leaving?
Really? You're going to let Chloe push you around? Really? I mean, she should.
I like Anne, though. I like
Anne, but I can't
but
stand Chloe. Chloe is so pathetic.
I can't stand the way to write Chloe. Yeah.
I can't stand
I mean,
these women
Nadia,
that have to manipulate to get their man.
Really?
Know,
it's so ridiculous.
Really? What's
especially
that telling
like
girl?
She never have to manipulate.
And,
to get
and she's
man.
Getting away with it. And, you know, come on. You have to be that pathetic that you have to get a man that doesn't really want you, but you have to pull all these tricks.
Oh, I hope they keep Anne. She's entertaining.
Of course, that was Sammy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's good. Yeah. She's And Daniel, too.
Ugh.
He's undyed lunch for Jennifer, but then he goes right to Chloe and almost has sex with her again. I mean,
okay, so he didn't actually have sex with her, though, right?
No, he stopped himself. But the thing is, the point is he started kissing her.
Yeah.
I mean, that quick, he just turned
he
on
nailed
a dime,
her to
that
the
quick.
Floor. Didn't he nail her to the floor? I mean, I didn't see the
No, he was
floor,
on top of her on the couch. I mean,
oh,
yeah, come on.
He's
still
a man
the same.
Whore.
Yeah, he still is, yeah. So wishy-washy somewhat, yeah, that's how he is. Make up your mind. Who do you, you know?
Well,
I just can't
find
stand
it
any of them.
That when Jennifer's doing her little antics and they're like, he's professing his love in the hospital and kissing her, like,
oh, yeah, that was
her,
crazy.
And then she's trying to break up with him. Did you notice there are, like, all these people in the background watching? And there's these three hot male doctors I've never seen before. And there's a few other people there
the
in the next scene. And Maggie and Chloe and Anne. I mean,
and
it was just so funny, like, how many people came out of the woodwork to watch that, you know? It's just like,
I was
really?
Waiting for Maxine to come in and, like, break it up or, like, lock
oh,
their
yeah.
heads together.
Yeah.
They needed Maxine. Was she there? She was there, wasn't she?
She
yeah,
was
she
there.
Maybe
background.
Not.
Mm-hmm. And she was
yeah, I thought she'd come over
Daniel.
And tell them, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, she encouraged
Daniel, where she's like, I'm sure you're going to make this right, right? You know, like, I'm sure
right.
you're going to take care of this because you wouldn't want to let a gem like Jennifer Horton go, you know, kind of thing. I'm like, oh, please. Oh, Maxine, don't keep him on the hook. Oh, please, do not encourage him. you know, and the funny thing is, I like Daniel when he's with Parker. I liked him when he was with Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
I like him in that father
mm-hmm.
role. I think he's really kind of cute.
But when it comes
those,
to women?
When it comes to the relationship, oh, my gosh.
Oh, he's horrible. Yeah.
I just don't see the, oh. I mean, only, of course, I know I'm biased because I love Kate, but the only person I ever really thought he had chemistry with was Kate. And I just can't see it with anyone. It just, oh, it just grosses
you know
me
what
out
else?
With anybody else.
Made me mad about Jennifer is when she brought up Jack and was using Jack as the excuse because
yeah.
of what Chloe using. But where was Jack all this time? That's what she should have
oh,
said
yeah.
long ago.
Such,
you know,
yeah.
all of a sudden now it's Jack. It's out. So she said, so she's using Jack. So she's
yeah.
using Jack's memory and lying. Yeah, just
yeah.
as bad
sure.
as Chloe's using Parker, you know.
Yeah,
whole
ridiculous.
Thing.
I'm sure
yeah.
diehard Jack and Jen fans are just beside themselves. I mean, it's just, ugh.
Ugh, I know.
It's disgusting.
And all the people that came to her door, first Maggie, then Kristen,
that was crazy.
And Chloe. There was like a Grand Central Station at the Horton House. Everybody
yeah.
came.
I mean, cracked me up. Jennifer just like finally got rid of Daniel, and she's like, or somebody, and she said, God, give me a break. And
yeah.
she opens the door, it's Chloe.
this
you know,
is my thing.
God is
the
not
door.
Giving you a break.
No, no. Don't you look out when somebody knocks on your door? Don't you, instead of just opening your door, like,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, did she think it could be Chloe again? How many times has Chloe showed up at that door? And every time she opens it, she goes, oh, look out the window first, and then don't open your door. Really?
Well, like at the mansion, they just open the door for anyone.
They just open the door
be,
for just anyone.
They can be
yeah.
targets for murder any given day, you know. But they
yeah, they
the
never
door.
Look to see. I don't know. Maybe people do that. I know I can. I before I open, I always look out to see who's there. Oh, you know, might be somebody I don't want to see. So I don't open the door.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not in Salem, though.
Oh, I'm going to give a shout out. Our friend Miranda is listening. At the airport
oh!
in Phoenix. So
Miranda!
Everybody say, hey, Miranda.
Doc!
So,
hi, Doc.
Yeah.
So, what is Rose, where's Rose today?
I don't
around?
Know.
Oh, I didn't get to talk to her before the show. So, I know she's been, she had a lot going on lately, but we miss you, Rose. And we've got a lot of things coming up here that the Diva will be announcing soon.
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we
I
have Marie Cheatham.
Yes, we have Marie Cheatham next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Live.
Yep.
And Marie played Marie Horton on Day. She was the first Marie. And she was the one who played Marie during Alice's funeral. And it was, I think there's been a few Maries, so she was the first and the last. And also, Marie has been cast as Nona in the new Nickelodeon show. I don't think it's aired yet. It's called Sam and Cat. It's a spinoff
oh.
of, yeah, it's a spinoff of iCarly with
oh,
the character
good.
Of Sam Puckett, who's played by Jeanette McCurdy. Now, I have kids, so I've watched
oh.
iCarly. And actually, it was a really good show. I mean, adults can watch iCarly. It really wasn't juvenile or dumb or anything. It was actually a pretty well-done show and is very funny. So I'm assuming Sam and Cat's going to be just as well done.
Oh, that's great. Well, good for her. She's delightful. Yeah. When we interviewed her before, she was so fun. And because I remember watching her as a little kid on Search for when I was little. Watching her on Search for Tomorrow and stuff, so
mm-hmm.
I remember that. And we talked about Lisa Peluso and, you know, things like that. So it was fun. So she's been in the soap world for many, many years and just a real neat lady,
mm-hmm.
real neat woman. So, yeah, and our friend Dama made that happen. So it was really, really nice. So we're excited to talk mm-hmm. to her. That was, what, the 14th? Is that what it is?
Yes, 14th.
14th,
yeah.
And we have one pending.
Yes.
Yeah, we have another announcement.
yeah, that announcement will be coming up. This price one in the next week or so.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, and Marie is on Twitter and Facebook. If you don't ask about her name, it's she's at MarieCheatham. Marie Cheatham.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's on Twitter, and you know, must be the thing that Nickelodeon probably made her do it. So she is tweeting, and she's on Facebook too. So if you want to get a hold of Marie, it was so cute because when I was tweeting the interview announcement, and our one friend David who called in once, I think he passed out when he saw the tweet. Marie has a lot of fans, and we're looking forward to the show. And so we are going to be talking about Sam and Cat, though. So I don't want. Yes,
you have the heads up on that one.
Yes, please. Yes. So don't. I mean, you can call. Anybody can call and talk about Days. We will talk about Days, but we most definitely have to talk about Sam and Cat.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
that's her new project. That'd be really.
Yeah, that's what she's doing now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be really rude for us not to talk about Sam and Cat. But anyway, if you have kids that age or even young girls, I do recommend iCarly. It's not cringeworthy. Like, there's no hidden adult humor in there anywhere that, you know, makes you like, oh gosh, you know, I mean, you can watch it and not feel uncomfortable around your kids. So, and it's kind of goofy. So I'm assuming Sam and Cat's going to be the same way. So thanks for the reminder, because I usually put that stuff at the beginning of the show, and we're 46 minutes into it, and I totally forgot we have an interview in 8 days.
Yeah, it just hit me. I was like, oh yeah, that's coming up. It's like, time flies. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's already April 6th. It's just shocking to me. I don't know. It's like, wow, time has flown by. Although, you know, it's nice that spring is finally starting to be here for some of us, considering just a week and a half ago we had 8 inches of snow. So,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we had that storm that came through and shut everything down. I think it was on the 24th of March. It was over the weekend, and it was like, at least it was over the weekend. But yeah, I think I'm hoping that was our last snow for this year. But I know some of our friends to the north here have gotten some this week. So hopefully we're almost done with that business after maybe this week. Who knows? But yeah. But so I'm just trying to think what else happened this week on Days.
I wanted to mention about Parker, when Daniel was talking to Parker on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not in New York City.
That was so
not
cute.
New York.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Not New York.
Not New York.
That little boy is adorable.
I'm
kind of sad because if Chloe leaves, I want him to stay because he's so cute. Mm-hmm. He's such a cutie.
I still say he's Phillips.
Yeah.
I think he's Phillips, too. Yeah.
I you know what? I wish they had brought Jay Kenneth back. That would have been fun to have him come back with Chloe. You know, I would have enjoyed it a lot more than having crazy stalker Chloe, you know, who's unrecognizable yet again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the girl was so smart as goth girl and her ghoul girl or whatever she was. You know, it's like she was so smart and everything. It's like, what is her problem? I mean, it's really.
Yeah.
She doesn't even have to ask Chloe
to get a man.
It didn't shoot the idea.
Walk into
her
room.
Like she's standing there listening to Daniel profess his love and dying love. Like she's the only person he's ever loved besides his wife Rebecca, and she still pursues him. I mean, really.
Yeah. Really?
And I couldn't give a crap about Xanifer. I don't want them together either. So I'm not like saying that because I'm pimping them. I can't stand them either. But it's just like, really? You're going to lower yourself that far that you're going to go after Jennifer's sloppy seconds? I mean, that sounds pretty bad at that point, you know? When you know that when he doesn't even like you, much less love you anymore, you know, but whatever. But yeah, Parker's adorable. I wish somehow Chloe would leave and he would get custody of Parker or something, and they could still have him on. Then it could be like, what was it, the something in Eddie's, what was that in the 70s, the Courtship of Eddie's Father or whatever? Little boy and Daniel. Because I like Daniel when he's playing dad. He's cute when he's playing dad, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else happened this week. Vargas. Oh, we haven't talked about Vargas. Vargas needs to do some more plumbing projects around the building shirtless as well, I think, definitely. So he's got some gig with Nick somehow. He keeps calling him Mickey, but so there's something
they
going
have a
on
deal.
There.
Whatever
they have
the deal
sort of
is.
Deal. And they talked about how Nick made money in prison, and that was just the seed money for whatever venture they're going to do now. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then there were E. Jill scenes early in the week, too. There were some E. Jill scenes with E. J.
Oh,
and Will.
Oh, that's right.
They were good. And he said we're still friends, right? And then he tells him, I can't remember what he told him, but what did he tell him? He said, revealed something. I can't remember now what it was, but he's like, we're still friends, though, right? You know.
Oh, yeah, and Will told EJ that Nick doesn't want him having custody of his daughter because he's gay.
Oh, because he's gay, that's right.
Yes, and then he told EJ not to tell Sammy, and EJ agreed, and then Sammy kind of asked EJ in a way about the situation with Will, and EJ didn't tell her. And if Sammy gets mad at EJ over this lie, I think it's kind of silly. Because even if she finds out what
she should understand
it
because for Will.
Yeah.
I think she would understand because it's for Will.
Yeah, and what difference does it make if she knows that Nick's a homophobe? That's just going to make her flip out on him more, but she's shown she has absolutely no self-control at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's best for her to not be involved in the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
So far, she hasn't really done anything to help Will other than move into the mansion. That's all she's really done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how telling her is going to accomplish anything. And I'm sure she will get mad at EJ for not telling her, but I don't know. I think that's kind of silly.
Yeah.
The Vargas thing, there was an Eric and Nicole scene Friday, too. Eric got an attachment to an email with transfer papers. You know, the bishop's transferring him out of Salem, and Nicole gets really upset, and there's this really funny line that Eric said he's going to miss discussing theology with her because she has a very unique point of view, and he kind of like half rolls his eyes at her.
There
he is. and then Nicole tells God, you know, I prayed for you to help me with this Eric thing, you know, try to get over her crush of him. And she's like, oh, I didn't mean it, you know, like this way, I need him in my life and blah, blah, blah. And it was really sweet and she was crying. I mean, seriously, Nicole was devastated that he was leaving town. I mean, really devastated.
Aww.
And then Eric comes back and says, oh, I got that attachment by mistake. I'm not the one being transferred.
Oh, so this is meant to show how much she really loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this certainly has been a slow burn story because he came back and he showed up in October, and she still has not decollared him. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
other than in her fantasy.
No.
And I would have thought Nicole's pretty good at decollering, and I'm just really surprised she hasn't managed to do that yet. But, I don't know. There's been a sense that they're sort of lost some steam. What do you guys think on that? I mean, I still want them to get together, but because he's so like nice and kind of bland and everything. Even though I think he's hot. It's just hard because, you know, it's like they've got to have some sparks every so often to kind of keep it going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I wish they would have a few more encounters.
You can only avoid them for so long and it gets redundant.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And now they've thrown Vargas into the mix and I think she's a little hot for him too. And boy, I like that actor. I mean, he goes from being, from taunting Nick, like Mickey, you know, really digging digging into him, to being as compassionate as he could possibly be to Nicole losing her baby and all that. I thought, wow, this guy's not only is he hot, he's really pretty good because he's making me fall for it, and I know he's a, I know he's a bad guy, but he's making me like think he's got a heart, you know.
What do you think about Vargas and Hope?
That's a possibility.
Somebody
from
yeah, we said about Vargas and Hope, yeah.
I mean, and, he could be a Pathflight character that redeems himself somehow and becomes, you know, legit, you know, maybe. Because, see, we don't know now what the whole Nick and Vargas thing was. I don't know, did you guys think for a while, I mean, I guess he protected Nick for a price in jail, but I got the feeling that Nick had been, like, raped in jail or something.
I think, do you think it was, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He was, I'm thinking that's what happened. He was raped in jail.
But
no, is Vargas the one that stabbed Nick, right? Because Nick got stabbed. I thought it was Vargas that stabbed him. So
I don't know
what that was. They got in a fight?
Maybe so. Because Vargas said he spent more time in jail because of him.
Right.
So he must have gotten trouble for something.
Trouble.
Maybe
for the stabbing or something.
Yeah.
They haven't really fully explained.
They need to find a way to keep Vargas around because, you know, he's pretty hot.
he's still taping, I believe, and he's on Twitter. And
on Twitter. What's his name? Do you know?
Oh crap! I gotta find him. And he said he's been recurring.
Okay.
Sean Douglas.
It's at
the Sean. Sean is spelled SEAN _ Douglas DUGLAS. So
yeah,
at the Sean,
right,
yeah, at the Sean _ Douglas. So, you know what, I'll find him. I'll do that right now. I will retweet his last tweet, and that way everybody can find him real quick.
We should follow him.
Yeah, we'll follow him.
Hey, girls.
We'll follow him.
We should try to get him on here. We could drool on him on live chat. Woohoo! I'll be like, so when's the next plumbing assignment at the rectory going
to
be?
When are you going to get to interview him?
It's really hot. That's what I'm saying. We need to get him on here.
Yeah,
I really like his acting.
You
want to
do an interview?
Let's do it.
Go ahead, Marianne. You work your magic on him.
Okay.
Oh, boy, Marianne.
Yeah.
Everybody says yes to you.
Oh, yeah. I really saw a lot. I could see where he has a lot of layers to him, aside from the fact that I'd like him to remove a few of his layers. But, because we all know how I like a bare chest, so, you know, on TV. He really showed a lot of range, I think, in this piece with, you know, being this sort of... you know, does he really have a heart, or was he playing Nicole? He might be just evil to the core and just totally playing her. But boy, he sure sucked me in. You know, I was thinking, wow, if he can go from being a tool and being a real jerk to Nick to being that compassionate and all, it's like, ooh, you know.
Yeah. Oh, two more things I have on my list. There's Kristen and Cy this week. Cy is the guy that she paid to mug her. And actually, I guess it was John was supposed to come to her rescue and ended up being Brady. And he's blackmailing her and wants more money from her. And they kind of did this little song and dance. And then she saw him approach Marlena on the square. He's trying to show her pictures relating to the... I didn't get to see the pictures when Kristen was looking through them, but it was related to... the mugging, and Kristen, I think she canceled that appointment with Cy, with Marlena. Instead, Kristen showed up at the office, and Cy comes in, and she gives him the money, and he gives her the pictures, and she on purpose knocks over the blue wedding dress picture of Marlena and John, and Marlena eventually walks in, and she said, that picture's turned down. So I think this week Kristen does get busted with Cy because I think Brady identifies him for the police on his mugging. And the other scene with Kristen and Brady, I totally forgot.
Sammy and John met at the pub, and John, Sammy's expecting John to lecture her by moving into the mansion. Instead, she says, "I want you to spy on Kristen." And then Brady walks in. He's kind of mad together for some reason. And then Marlena walks in, and Sammy gets the hell out of there. So does Brady, and John's still really cold towards Marlena, and Brady's still cold towards the both of them. So, and then later, for some reason, Sammy tells Brady that John asked her to spy on Kristen and that she turned him down. And I never understood, why did she tell him that? I mean, she doesn't want Kristen and Brady together either, so why did she...
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't agree, really.
Yeah, why didn't she agree? Why did she tell Brady?
Or why,
she,
yeah.
Yeah, but she knows she's... By saying no, she's making things worse for Brady and John by confessing this whole thing. She could have just kept it to herself.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know why she threw John out of the bus like that. That was really weird. So... I don't know. That was kind of odd. But I'm going to take a caller. We have Amanda on the phone. I think this is Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, just to let you know, I didn't watch Friday's episode because I was so overly sick of Jennifer for the first 4 days that I just couldn't stomach watching Friday. So I only heard stuff online about it. But for most part, other than that suckfest, I actually really enjoyed this week.
Yeah. Oh, you have to watch the Cameron stuff, though, on Friday.
Oh, I've heard some of the one-liners. I went, oh, dear Lord. One thing I really enjoyed this week that writers finally remembered the fact that Will actually has a spine. It was like,
yes.
I like him when he's sarcastic, and I'm like, he's like, when he has his back against the wall and he's like sick and tired of crap, and he just doesn't, what was it, the line that he said when he's talking to Rafe? It was kind of like, awkward, why would he be awkward? My mother's ex-husband is sleeping with my grandmother. That's not suspicious, that's not awkward at all. And I was like, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, after Nick walked off and Abby's talking to Will, she goes, what's wrong with Will? What's wrong with Nick? I don't care. I was so enjoying it. And like,
did you enjoy those Jill scenes?
Do you even need to ask?
Of course. That was a rhetorical question. It was a rhetorical question.
Number one.
Well, it reminded me of last summer or last spring?
Yes.
When they were like, oh my gosh. Oh, they were so good together.
They were good together, huh? They
yes,
make a good couple.
I know, right?
I wouldn't ever want it to go there, but I do their chemistry. I do enjoy their chemistry, though, as friends or whatever. Like, I liked when Will's like, we're still friends, right? Or you're still my friend, right? And I thought, that's so cute. I mean, it's kind of cool how, you know, with all of Sammy's men in her life or whatever, that Will's actually, he bonded to Rafe and he bonded to EJ, and he looks up to them and they're friends or whatever, you know, that he has good relationships with both of them. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. And what I thought was interesting is it never even occurred to EJ that Nick would have a problem with the fact that Will being gay. And the look that came over his face is like, really?
Yeah.
And I love when he told him that Nick called Sonny a faggot, and that look that came across EJ's face. It's kind of like, if I didn't hate Nick already, I hate him more now.
Yeah.
But
I think
hands down, the funniest scene I have to be when Stefano came into the room and how everyone's putting on a smiley face and trying to suck up to him. And Will goes, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes. Even funnier is when Stefano goes to leave and says, oh, I need to make sure my guest is having a good time, or I need to show her a good time. And she goes to leave, and the look and the reaction Sammy had, like, oh, my gosh,
yes!
I need to take a shower now. That's gross.
Yes.
You know? And with the look and the way she acted, I was just dying. I mean, I usually don't appreciate it when somebody mocks an old, you know, a more mature character having sex or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, I don't find that funny, but her reaction was so funny. I died. I was just like,
Did anybody notice that when Stefan was leaving the room that the Will was almost doing like this bowing thing
when
he was leaving?
Funny. Oh, that's funny.
I was hysterical. I was like, oh, this is why I love Will so much. Thank you for reminding us.
Yes, yes. And and what was so funny, too, is do we really think that Stefan is not on to each and every one of them already?
Oh, come
on.
That's
so funny.
Yeah.
It's like Sammy and Ethie are yelling at each other about this plot they have to win over Stefano for Will. I'm like, hello, he's got the whole damn house wired, for crying out loud. You don't think he already knows what's going on, you know? It just kind of cracks me up, you know, that they're really going to try to pull it over on old Stefano, you know? And same with Kate and Rafe. I mean, we already know he's on to them, you know? Come on, you know? But it's just funny. And then, I don't know. There was something else funny about those scenes. I love the ensemble, like the humor. Have you guys noticed they seem to be injecting a little more humor lately again?
Going
through these phases where there's no humor at all, it seems like. And I just really enjoy it when they do, like with we talked earlier about, Abby and Chad. They even made them fun, you know, Chad and Abby fun together, you know, with,
mm-hmm.
with the humor there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just some of the other things, that, you know, the Will and Sonny. And then, like I said, the Wilson and Rate scene.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amanda, I'm sure you enjoyed those.
The thing that cracks me up the most about that is when Kate's telling Will, he's looking at him like, he's just look of shock, he's thinking, no, that can't be it.
Yeah, like, Sonny, tell me the truth. What are they really doing? And he's like, each other.
That's
so great.
It's the way he said
I was unfortunately drinking water at the time when Sonny said that, so I spit it out on the carpet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was thinking, how did they get through all that with a straight face? I mean, well, Chandler didn't have to because he was smirking, but, like, the other ones, how did they keep it together? Like, when they were like, well, where did this happen? And Ray's like, well, that's not really important. And, you know, he's like, Gabby's bedroom.
Why were you there with such a Gabby's bedroom?
I love their chemistry as a quad. I think they're so fun. And, you know, and it's so cool, too, because, you know, you think about it. You know,
maybe they can double date sometime.
Yeah, you know what? I think I tweeted that on my fans.
I didn't see that.
We need to see a Wilson Rate double date. Yes.
Okay. There you go. See?
One thing
both thinking the same.
Either I did or I thought about it. I think I said something like that one day. But yeah, they're so cute together. And it's so cool, too, because it's like they cover so many age ranges between the four of them, but it's just, you don't even think about that because they're just entertaining, you know? It's like that's good entertainment, things like that. I want to see more Wilson and Rate together. I think those are really fun. That's a really fun combination.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys commented on this earlier when Rafe was talking to Will alone. I talk about not so much the funny comments Will was making, but what I really liked is that Rafe is not buying that. He knows there's something more to the whole Nick situation here. And he's, even when Will's telling him, just trying to make excuse, you know why, and whatever, Rafe's not buying it. I'm thinking, you know what, Nick, you have no idea how much trouble you're bringing on yourself. Because, you know, it's kind of like, it's not like Rafe's going to judge, you know, Will for shooting EJ, because when even he thought a few years ago he actually done it, he kind of like went, okay, how am I going to protect this kid? And it's not like his sister's an innocent victim. We all know she's not.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Come on.
Right.
I just want that secret by Gabby out. I'm so sick of it being secret. And come on. Please, writers, please.
Oh, yeah.
I have to hear that with Gabby, such a nice girl, and she deserves all this happiness. No, she hasn't earned that happiness. Because she's still a lying bitch, my God. Obviously, they're not going to have her go to jail or anything, but I want her outed so everyone can finally see her, that she's really quite a manipulate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
that Nick and Gabby actually are well-paired because they are
both
manipulative. Yeah. So,
and I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for Gabby. Just because Nick's, like, manipulating, yes, he is. But she's just like that, so it's kind of like it's karma biting her in the ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah, and that's what makes it kind of fun, too, because we know, you know, oh, she's getting the life she thinks she wanted, but when she realizes what she really married, oops.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen, have they actually been at Casa Kiriakis yet? I haven't seen any scenes with them there yet. I missed them. Mm-hmm. I might have missed them.
Oh, it's right there.
I don't remember them being there.
Supposedly we're moving in there together. I don't know.
Ugh. That makes me so mad.
I know. Ugh.
It's just, I keep thinking, oh, if only Victor could know what that ass said to Sonny, and Victor would want to kill him. Oh, my God. He would so, oh, he would so be out of living hell.
Oh, yeah.
It won't matter that
Ooh,
he's married to Maddie.
That's right. I hadn't even thought about that. He's staying with Sonny's grandfather, and Victor doesn't even know how, you know. But I have a feeling they're probably, you know, but I will say this, I will give the writers some credit that, you know, I mean, some of this stuff really is, if you can kind of like, as long as you have a, you know, as long as your fast forward button is working so you can fast forward through Jennifer and Chloe and all that, you know, and for me, Kristen and Brady, if I can fast forward through those, you know, some of the show is really pretty good. And, you know, the layers that they have, like, it's not just that Nick is homophobic and all. There's something going on. There's the reason from prison or whatever that you know, hopefully that, I don't know if the character will get a chance to go come full circle on that, but it would be nice to see that all play out to where, you know, eventually, because, I mean, when Nick was on before, he wasn't a homophobe. He didn't exhibit any of those tendencies or anything like that. So I'm just thinking, you know, maybe if they allow this story to play out, there will be some redemption there on that, or there will be, like, everybody will understand more why he became that way, and maybe they can process through that or something once the Vargas thing's over and all. I don't know. But,
I just think that even if there is a reason for why he's like this, I think he's crossed so many lines when it comes to Will that I don't want Will to ever forgive him, ever.
I'm not saying he should. I'm just saying I think for Blake's benefit, I think it would be nice for him to get to play all angles of it, you know? I mean, for him, because he's such a good actor. And,
yeah, I mean, I love Blake, but Nick, oh, God.
I can't stand Nick. But I love what Blake is doing with Nick, though. I mean, I can't stand Nick, but it's kind of one of those things where he's a great actor because he's taken this from this geeky character that we all kind of found endearing and entertaining to this guy who's a total tool, you know? And I mean, but yet he can be nice to Gabby. And I mean, he's got a lot of range. And like, I really enjoyed seeing his scenes with Lauren Coglow this week, like I mentioned earlier. So, you know, I hate Nick, but I love what Blake is doing. You know, he's doing a masterful job. So got to give him props there.
Yeah, the one thing I've noticed, I am more convinced than ever that he's not in love with Gabby at all. I think he's in love with the idea of having his family so much. He's convinced himself he's in love with her. But I'm not. It's like it seems almost so fake, that whole relationship.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Have you ever noticed whenever Gabby's dating someone, the relationship's always fake?
Yeah.
Will, Nick. Maybe it's just a common denominator. There's got to be a reason why.
I don't know. We
have another caller. I think it's Kenny.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, babies.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Ken.
How are you doing this evening?
Good.
Good.
Okay. Are we gonna have to arm wrestle over Vargas again?
No, let me tell you something. Let Vargas defend for himself. Huh? We got to get him on the show. By the way, his real name is Sean Douglas. Isn't that a coincidence?
Sean Douglas,
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. I thought about that.
Okay, I have some news if you guys have not heard.
Okay.
So you know that David Livingston is no longer on the show.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. They replaced him with David Sherrill, who was with Gary Tomlin, I guess, back in the... when he was with Dave back in the 80s, I think, or something like that. I'm not really sure, but this guy's, like, ancient old. He's, like, 80-something.
Wow.
But that should be pretty interesting. I got a little bird came by, dropped that off, and I did some research, and apparently...
Wow.
So we got that going on. And,
interesting.
Two, you know,
huh.
ask yourself this. Is Chloe really that smart, or is Jennifer that weak?
Jennifer's that weak.
Chloe has never been a strong character. And so now this is another spin on this is called she's basically being a bully. Because she's not able to get what she wants. So she's using her womanly wiles and Daniel is so stupid. I'm like, okay, think about this. This girl witnesses you doing you and Jen. Okay, and all of a sudden you tell her to get out, and then the next minute you're French kissing her, you're locking lips. I mean, come on now.
Really?
It sucks. I mean, it really sucks. But you know, there are some things coming to play here. With the whole Brady situation, because I believe Cy is going to go and tell Victor about what's going on, and that's going to add another dynamic. Because see, to me, Victor can hold his own against Stefano. I would really love to see that dynamic take place. You know, because he went up against Victor once before. And he got his feelings hurt. So, let's see, what else? What else do I want to bitch about tonight? the whole dynamic between Abigail and this Cameron character. That, I thought that was pretty interesting. But it's why would you need a gun if you're taking your clothes off and you're stripping? He must be packing more than bullets, honey. That's all I got to say.
I'm sure.
You know, this just. I wish they would make the nurse at the hospital. I didn't go ahead and make her more of a main character. I would love to. You know, I would really love to see her and Abe get together.
Who?
Maxine.
Yeah, Maxine. I love Maxine.
Oh, I do too. Maxine and Abe, you said.
She has. I mean, her character is just. She is. To be a recruiter, just a small character, I cannot stop watching her, and she can hold on.
Awesome.
I remember her telling Stefano, "I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Damera." That's what I'm talking about.
I love her. And I love, today I was watching some of the show from this week, and she was cracking me up when she was talking to him. She goes, "You know Dr. Dan?" I thought, she called him Dr. Dan. That's so cute. I love it. I love their scenes with, that's the thing. I love Daniel with everybody except for his romantic relationships. I love him with every other character, but I just don't like him with the women that they have him with.
I don't know. I just don't. But I tell you, I have fallen in. You know, I love Kate and Rave. I don't know. Whoever decided to put that together is a genius.
Exactly.
Let's put these two together, and it clicks. Mm-hmm. It works just like E. Jamie works.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work with anybody else, but those two. I mean, it's just. Thank you. Thank you, God. You have been answering my prayers. We're going to have to get, I don't know, somebody make it happen. Somebody got to get Sean Douglas on the show, honey. Because,
that's what we're working on. We're going to work on that.
Lord have mercy. I'm just, girl, that's like putting butter on my biscuits, honey.
I just tweeted him about, we were talking about the range that he showed this week, acting wise. I just tweeted that, and I resisted the urge to also ask him when his next shirtless scene was going to air, but I decided to try to keep it highbrow for now, you know. But but don't you, Ken, you've been a long time fan of of Dave. Don't you think he could be like a patch type character that could be redeemed, like, okay, he's been a bad guy, but he could be redeemed in a way that he could become a more than a recurring character where he could become a regular that is integrated into the regular world of these people.
Absolutely. She is a fantastic actor. I love his pacing. It's just like you almost want to watch, and I'm like, who would you pair him with? Who would his romantic interest be?
I mean, I did like the scenes with Nicole, but somebody here, was it Carrie or Marianne that said Hope?
Yeah.
Nicole ain't had no sex in a while, honey. She'll sleep just about anybody. She hot, honey. She went waiting for somebody to take them draws right on off. She hot. She hot. I mean, because one minute she wanted Father Eric, and she still want him. And see, if she sleep with Vargas, it's just because she can't sleep with Eric. And so that's the whole scenario about that. But I would really love to see him stay. I'm happy Chloe and her atrocious mother they're leaving there.
Thank goodness.
They take their last scenes.
Although I do love Patrika Darbo as well. I like the actors, but the characters right now.
I do. But you know, I guess the only positive side is like I like seeing Chloe have the strength that she has, but not in this way. Because normally she's normally the damsel in distress. She can't do for herself. But it's like she found somebody that she can manipulate. She wouldn't put that bullshit on Kate. I can tell you that now.
No.
She wouldn't do that because Kate already got her number and checked her once before. So, man, it's going to be real interesting with what's going on. But like I say, y'all my girls, honey. Y'all are my girls. I must say this. To the people that are in the chat room, these are some wonderful, wonderful ladies. And I'm telling you, my life is fulfilled. When Saturday comes, I said,
oh, my.
Another day closer to Saturday, I can't wait to talk to my girl.
We love it when you call in. You're so sweet.
I love y'all, too. And where's Carrie? Carrie?
Yes, dear.
Honey, thank you for them kisses, honey. I ain't never been kissed like that before in my life, honey. I thought you had them two smiley faces and one kissed me on the cheek, honey. Uh-huh. I blushed. As chocolate as I am, honey, I blushed. Yeah, honey. Well, you know, I love making y'all laugh, and I love y'all all the pieces.
Oh,
I just want y'all to know
you.
I love y'all bottom of my heart. And,
we'll work on Vargas for you.
You make us laugh. We all love Vargas, so we all have that call.
Yeah. Especially when he ain't got no clothes on. Oh my God, he is so scrumptious.
Yeah. So if we get Sean Duncan on the show,
word.
you're gonna call in then, Kenneth, right?
Honey. If I'm in a coma somewhere, honey, y'all better send me an email and say, hello, dinner is served, honey. And I know what that means. When you say dinner is served, it's time to eat, honey. Yes, that's it, yes, honey. You got to make that happen. He is so scrumptious. I do want to know I would really like to know what that whole storyline is about with Nick. It baffles my mind. I want to know what's going on. So then we know it'll actually make Nick look human compared to what he looks like now, because him within himself he also has the bully complex because he's picking on Will. And and you know, I just want to know what the whole thing is about in jail and the whole thing with Marcus and Vargas
needs to be shirtless.
Vargas might have turned him out, honey. Ain't no telling. You can't turn me out, honey. I've been turned out and flipped. You know, you can't do that to me, honey. I'm gonna let y'all go. Finish the show up. I love y'all, Carrie.
Love you guys.
Mary Ann, all y'all.
Oh,
y'all my babies.
Thank you.
Oh, take care.
God bless y'all. Good night.
Take care. Thank you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ken.
Bye.
Aww.
Oh, I just love him.
He's funny.
Yeah, we've got it, Marianne. You got to get Vargas on here. That is funny when you said Sean Douglas. I kept thinking, where have I heard that name before? And then when Ken said,
that's right,
because Sean Douglas. Yeah, that's funny. Wouldn't that be ironic if he ends up being Hope's love interest? His real name is Sean Douglas, the name of her son on the show. Oh, Ken is so funny. Love him.
You know, the Days for Lives official Twitter account, they were tweeting about Vargas this week, trying to get people's opinion. And they were retweeting people saying they liked him and thought he was hot. Actually, I don't know if I can look those suckers up, but yeah. So, you know, they should know that he's getting good feedback. So, yeah.
He's a catch.
Uh-huh. So, anything else? We miss anything?
Oh, gosh. I can't think of anything at this point. I think we covered everything I can think of. No. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we can wrap it up then.
Good. All right.
All right.
Okay,
thanks, Marianne. Yeah, Marianne, Anna, Amanda, and Kenneth.
Bye.
And, yeah, and our friend Miranda's on her flight. So,
good.
I'd like to thank all the girls in the chat room, too. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
And we'll see everybody next Saturday here. And next Sunday is Marie Cheatham. Keep an eye out on the blog, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, wherever you follow us at, for our next interview announcement. It's a biggie, and one of our favorite guests. So there's a hint right there by accident. It's someone we've had before in the show. So there you go. So
you won't want to miss it.
Yes, you do not want to miss it because interviewing him is usually pretty epic.
Give another clue.
Yes,
epic, and it's male. We've had him before.
And it's a him.
Well, that narrows it down, doesn't it?
And everybody, go tweet at the Sean Douglas and ask him to come on the show.
Tell him to come shirtless. No, I'm just kidding. Tell him no shirt required.
No shirt
I'm just
required.
Tweeting that.
I dare you.
So silly.
Okay.
I dare you, and I will retweet you. So
We'll let Marianne talk to him first and see if he'll.
No, the diva should ask him. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe if we all work him. We'll work him over, right?
Yes. But not nagging, though. We don't need nagging.
No.
We ask nicely, yes.
Okay,
all
thanks,
right.
Everybody.
Well, have a good week, girls.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.